An example of a master teacher was President David O. McKay, who called me to be a member of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. He taught with love and with sensitivity. He was the epitome of what he taught. His heart was kind and his manner was gracious. He was a teacher of truth after the pattern of the Savior. I observed this trait when long before I was a general authority, I entered his office to review some printing proofs of a book that we were printing. On that particular occasion, I noticed a picture on the wall, and I said to him, "President McKay, that's a lovely painting. Is it a rendition of your childhood home in Huntsville, Utah?" He sat back in his chair and gave a familiar David O. McKay chuckle and said, "Let me tell you about that picture. A sweet woman came in to see me one autumn day and presented to me that beautiful painting, framed and ready to be placed on the wall. She said, 'President McKay, I spent much of the summer painting this picture of your ancestral home.'" He said he accepted the gift and thanked her profusely. And then he again said to me, "Do you know Brother Monson? That dear woman painted the wrong house. She painted the house next door. I didn't have the heart to tell her she painted the wrong house." But then he made this comment, and here's a vital lesson for all of us. He said, "In reality, Brother Monson, she painted the right house for me. Because when, as a young boy, I'd lie on the bed which was on the front porch of my ancestral home, the view I had through that screen porch was of the very house she painted. She did paint the right house for me."